Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is September 23rd, 2007. We'll be live here, probably for the next 2 hours. If you've been looking for it, you found it. Not the phony left-right paradigm where both sides are bought and paid for by the same Fortune 100 globalist corporations. No, you found a place where we really cover the news and information, where we know what we're talking about, where we're ahead of the news months and in some cases years, where we're able to predict what's going to develop from our geopolitical knowledge. You have found the very front lines of the information war. You have discovered, ladies and gentlemen, the wartime broadcast for the battle for the Republic. I am syndicated radio talk show host Alex Jones, and I'm syndicated Monday through Friday by the Genesis Communications Radio Network. But every Sunday, in association with Genesis and MS Communication, we have the syndicated Sunday transmission from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. That's 4 to 6 Central Standard Time. That'd be 2 to 4 Pacific. Thank you for joining us. Okay, here's what I have in the stacks in front of me. You're wondering what's really happening with the economy. You're now starting to worry about dollar devaluation, something I've been talking about for 10 years. You're now starting to question your God, the Federal Reserve, who the media millions of times told you was like literal Zeus on Mount Olympus that only cared about you. We're going to go over Alan Greenspan and Edward Bernanke and Paul Volcker. And, of course, the Treasury Chairman Paulson as well, and what they're really up to and where the economy is really going. We know exactly where it's going. We know exactly what's going to happen because the globalists told us exactly what they're going to do. In actual policy reports, I don't mean the stuff you see on your nightly news, okay? That's called spin at best and propaganda and pure lies at worst. And there's a smattering of the two and in different degrees. You know, there's no black and white in this. It runs the gamut. So we'll be going over that coming up towards the end of this hour into the second hour this evening. We'll also have open phones on that subject. Some of my great compadres, some activists allied with Infowars.com, wearechange.org, and Infowars.com cameraman, stayed up in New York when I left up there a week ago. And confronted Alan Greenspan a few days ago. That's made the news several places. And we've got the video of our confrontation with him, just bringing up the fact that he's a New World Order traitor selling out our country. And so he's been confronted by activists and literally fled an angry mob. That's up on JonesReport.com, easiest place to find it. It's now two-day-old news on InfoWars and Prison Planet. But Jones reports mainly just our top headlines. So you can find it there still at the top. At JonesReport.com. Greenspan publicly shamed for intentionally destroying the dollar. And we have Congressman Ron Paul on Friday confronted Edward Bernanke, the current CEO of the private bank that literally owns the country and thinks it owns us. So we'll be going over that little video clip from the banking hearing that they had. And we'll go over exactly, again, what's behind all this. Just to give you a little prelude or foreshadowing. Well, you heard me last Sunday. I said the dollar was going to plunge this week and the crude oil was going to go up this week. It wasn't hard. It was like 1 plus 1 equals 2. Greenspan and all the other big central bankers came out last Saturday and Sunday and said the dollar's going to die, the euro's going to rise, housing prices are going to go down, inflation's going to spike, destroying confidence. It's a fiat system. They own and run it, and they're just deciding to bring in the net of fish right now. And the media is busy spinning and lying about this. No, there's a few places that are telling the truth. Financial Times of London is telling the truth. I even got a Wall Street Journal here that's being halfway honest about it all. So we will go over that as well coming up later in the hour. So that's the financial news right there. That's a pre-recap for you. And then, of course, we've got the big news of the day. CNN reports the war with Iran has begun. Now, I reported this 3 years ago that the war had begun with Iran. I mean, if shooting police and bombing government buildings isn't war, I don't know what is. And that is globalist forces. Can't call them our forces anymore. And they're commanding Al-Qaeda to carry out the ops. I mean, that's a White House press release of 3 months ago. Of course, I reported it 3 years ago. The New Yorker magazine reported it 2.5 years ago. And now CNN openly reports it. And if you're taking double takes, listening for the first time, it's not me reporting Al-Qaeda works for the U.S. government. The government proudly announced 3 months ago that they've launched major Al-Qaeda offenses in the west of Iran. So we're going to talk about it. But the new development here, CNN's war correspondent, their expert, their consultant, Colonel Sam Gardner, says that the war in Iran is already underway and the second phase of overt military action will soon begin. And Wolf Blitzer starts stumbling around, so we'll play this to critique it and analyze it. Also, Israelis seize nuclear material in Syrian raid. Times of London, normally a very credible publication. But if you believe that, I've got some oceanfront property in Arizona I'll sell you. And from my front porch, you can see the sea. I mean, seriously, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona, ladies and gentlemen. I just can't believe it. And also, Iran promises missiles will fly if U.S. attacks. London Telegraph. And Ahmed Dinajid's coming over here. Iraq was ordered, the Iraqi government ordered Blackwater to leave, but Blackwater just said, we're not leaving. So that's your free government over there. Yeah, they really run things. And even contractors in our military admit that Blackwater just randomly opens fires on crowds of people. And even threatens to kill other contractors and our own troops. They're like God over there. So, that's AP reporting on this, and Reuters, and AFP. I've got a big stack of them here, and it just, with contractors and the Iraqi government and our own military and Marine Corps officers under anonymity, I mean, Blackwater just walks around literally doing whatever they want. And now they're under investigation for weapons running and selling them to the insurgency. No. It's just, you can't make this stuff up, man. You cannot make this stuff up. So we'll be going over that as well right now after I finish telling you about some of the other news that I have here. Every day there's news on this. The Senate's very close to passing the amnesty bill under a new name in the Defense Authorization Act. It's called the Dream Amendment. And New York dropped citizenship proof for driver's license. And New York seeks to drop all immigration enforcement. That's AP. Another story here out of Canada.com. Mexicans pour into Canada from U.S. So we'll be going over that. And here's another big one for you. Any one of these stories, I could talk for 2 hours on it and never cover every facet, but it's an impossible job. Veterans Disarmament Act to bar vets from owning guns. Now, Clinton tried this in 1999, and 83,000 veterans are banned from owning guns. You hear about it all the time. Grandpa goes in to buy his Vietnam vet, goes in to buy his grandson a .22 rifle. And they say, sorry, remember during the Tet Offensive, after 4 days of not sleeping, you collapsed. You wonder why they gave you that designation as post-traumatic stress? Well, because you can't own guns now. And by the way, federal documents came out that were planning it even back then. They're worried about vets later in life being armed because, again, they want you to understand who the boss is, and that's your new godlike government. But here it is, Gun Owners of America. The NRA is also reporting on it. Veterans, it's just all veterans that have any type of designation which the military hands out to basically everybody now, you'll be barred from owning guns. Oh, cops, too. Cops will all be barred from owning guns who ever get PTSD or anything like that, too. So I'm sure you'll be pleased to hear that. And also, cancer cure may be available in 2 years. London Telegraph, so that's more of the news we have. Okay, we'll get into war with Iran. It's already on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ted Anderson for Midas. September 21st, 2007, gold, 735.50 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $758.37, $373.95 for half, $186.98 for quarter. That's $758.37, $373.95, and $186.98. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, The North American Union Isn't Going Away, Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of frequent urination? Do you drink a ton of water and still feel thirsty? The quantity of water you drink is not the key to hydration. The key to hydration is the correct clustering of water. When water has the ideal cluster, your cells will readily absorb it. Some companies sell concentrated versions of this kind of water, making you spend up to $70 per month to treat your water. Or you can purchase the MRET Activator from Cocoon Nutrition and have the ability to treat your water at a fraction of the price. Drink less water and become more hydrated. Hydrated cells will result in beautiful skin, no more chapped lips, less frequent urination, cleaner cells, healthier liver, kidney, heart, and organs, more energy, and protection from all diseases. The key to an immortal cell is a clean cell. Go to MRETActivatedWater.com. That's MRETActivatedWater.com or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Again, thank you for joining us. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, syndicated across the country. I know we've got loaded phone lines, and your calls are coming up later in this hour at 877-590-5525. Or if you're listening to the flagship station that we actually broadcast out of, 836-0590, for its namesake, News Radio 590 KLBJ. All right. I'll also be trying to take some questions later. If I have time, I'm definitely reading them all, though. From the PrisonPlanet.com forum. You go in there, it's easy to sign up, and you can ask questions or post videos, audios, wherever you want. There's tens of thousands of people in there. And you can also go to the News Radio 590 KLBJ
message board. Also, read off that one at 590KLBJ.com. Got them both here open in different windows in front of me. Okay. I don't know how to put this. I don't know how to add words to this that will explain how serious and dire our situation is militarily, economically, culturally, spiritually. We're a bankrupt society. That doesn't mean there aren't good people in the society. It doesn't mean there aren't good preachers and good teachers and good cops and good radio producers and good weathermen and women left. I'm saying on average, you know, the country is getting more and more corrupt, more and more decadent, just more and more sick. I mean, just look at it. All the key signs are there. And you look at this Iran war, the lies that are stacking up now, claiming that Syria was trying to get nukes from North Korea, and then claiming that something related to nuclear weapons was bombed, that Israeli commandos went in to seize parts to prove it. This is from the same crowd who over 50 times, when I say over, we did articles years ago that went through all these examples, would find some canisters that were for fertilizer and claim they were bioweapons or chemical weapons, or would go grab British-made big mobile trucks that were for pumping up military dirigibles for directing artillery fire, surveillance blimps. And then they would say, these are mobile anthrax trucks. And they knew right where they were parked and what they were because the British had sold it to them, and it was for pumping up hydrogen balloons, blimps. And just hundreds and hundreds. I mean, I've written articles where we've had over 50 examples of where every day or two they'd have some new fake WMD find. This is the same crowd that admittedly got caught forging the Niger document. That's admitted about the yellow cake. This is the same crowd. If somebody in your everyday life, a neighbor or family or a friend, lied to you three or four times, I mean, frankly, used to with friends, I put up with lies two or three times, and then I learned they used to do it over and over again. So you lie to me one time, you screw me one time, you're out of my life. That's just how it works. And I guess you get older, you get like that, at least if you get wise. But, I mean, back when I was a teenager or 20, 30 years old, I guess I'd put up with some of it. But as a nation, we put up with being lied to millions of times by the government on thousands of different subjects. They're constantly being caught in lies, and we go, oh, well, that's just what they do. They lie. Remember, we heard that, oh, they wanted diplomacy with Saddam, and they gave him a year in the build-up to the attack in 2003. And in 24 hours to get out of the country. And then it turned out, it came out, they had jet fighters ready to shoot down his plane if he left, and he knew that. The offer of Jordan that he could flee. They wanted to work with him. They had no plan of attacking, and now it's been declassified that they planned to attack in 2001 when Bush was elected, even before 9/11. They were planning to go in there the entire time to build military bases to attack Iran and Syria and to shut off oil flow to jack up prices. That's right. You shut the oil off, prices go up. Duh. But again, the public can't figure that out. That's why you're slaves. You're starting to figure it out, though. Maybe we can become land of the free and home of the brave again. Again, I don't sit there and talk sweet to you folks. I mean, I know my listeners, a lot of them are smarter than I am, but I'm talking about the general public. We're in so deep a hole right now, you're going to have to realize you've been conned and realize it's serious and start getting informed, or it's over as a society. And, of course, in the 6 months before the Iraq attack, every day there were huge military sorties. Some days there were hundreds of fighter bomber attacks blowing up Saddam's infrastructure. And he just sat there and took it. In most cases, didn't even fire back. Then it got declassified that the U.S. tried to fly low planes to get him shot down with our air crews, painted up like UN aircraft to announce UN aircraft had been shot down to start the war. I mean, anything. And then Dick Cheney, the PNAC documents, Dick Cheney wrote in 2000 saying, Saddam isn't a threat, but we're going to say he is, because we need to shut off the oil flow and build bases to attack Iran and Syria. I mean, Dick Cheney wrote that. I didn't write that. So this is the reality of what they're doing. And 3.5 years ago, 6.5 months, I guess now almost a year into the occupation of Iraq at that point, 3.5 years ago, I remember getting intel from sources in the military. I remember seeing news reports out of Tehran, news reports out of the British, German, and it also fit with past operations. And then the White House admitted there were riots and fires and bombings all over Iran, just like the U.S. government's done twice there in the past. And they were attempting to overthrow the government. And then it was admitted on the news. Kind of, yeah, we're trying to overthrow them right now. I mean, bombing them, carrying out military operations. And then it started leaking that special ops were in the country. Arab Americans, Pashtun Americans, Wahhabists, Persians. Special forces in the country leading Wahhabists in the West, and there's also Wahhabists in the east of Iran. There's Wahhabists on their border with Iraq, and there's Wahhabists on their east on their border with Afghanistan, and they were doing the same thing they always do, bombing schools, blowing up dams, killing cops, trying to get the Iranians to move and fight and start something in Iraq. Now that's all been admitted. 3 months ago, White House puts out a press release and says, we've got these five Iraqi freedom fighter, and they call them Mujahideen groups, attacking the Iranians. The five groups are all top al-Qaeda. The number one group was headed by the number three in al-Qaeda. I mean, the guy they announced, number three in al-Qaeda, and he is attacking Iran. And I'm like, and the media is saying that Iran is attacking our troops and is funding al-Qaeda when Iran is Shiite, the opposite of al-Qaeda. And then the White House admits they're funding al-Qaeda. I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. I know I keep talking about this because I can't believe it. I cannot believe our criminal government is funding al-Qaeda just like they did with the Russians against them, just like they did to attack the Serbs, just like they do every time, and the public is too dumb to figure it out. I don't like al-Qaeda. I'm sick of them. I want to fight al-Qaeda. But doing that is treason because they work for the U.S. government. That is literally talking bad about federal officers. I'm not joking. By the way, if you declare some kind of war on those Wahhabist groups, those are literally in the employ of the U.S. military. You could be arrested for that, folks. That is the military action over there. So don't you think that we're going to do something about al-Qaeda? Now, that's how dumb they think that. When we come back, I'll wait a few minutes to CNN to analyze it. This is the Colonel. The big media consultant for CNN, Sam Gardner, helped run the ops in the first invasion, the first attack on Iraq, saying that we're already at war with Iran. Already at war with Iran. And then I want to hear from callers. I see a bunch of callers on other issues, and that's fine, but I want to hear from people that want to talk about this war, how it's already on. It's about to go hot, hot, hot. PrisonPlanet.com is the website. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6. For so much news, I'm pulling double duty.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1173. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1173.
That's 1-800-955-1173.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a bad experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
All right, let's go to one of the former top strategists in the Air Force, who actually codified a lot of the big bombing plans and first invasion of Iraq back in 1990-91. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of this to analyze it. This is Wolf Blitzer. This is Friday. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com if you want to watch the whole thing. I don't have time to play it all. But Blitzer tries to poo-poo all this, and Blitzer is a former AIPAC top lobbyist. He's been covered a lot of wars, and he's trying to poo-poo it and cover it up. But what the colonel is saying is the absolute truth. And we are at war. That is, the globalists that control our country are already at war with Iran, and they're using known top al-Qaeda to do it, while saying Iran is al-Qaeda, when al-Qaeda is basically outlawed in the country and you get hunted down. It's just unbelievable. And I'm not defending what some of the Shiites do. See, I believe all these governments are bad. History shows that. Common sense shows it. It's just that the things you're being told are all complete lies, folks. They talk to you like you're two-year-olds. I'll at least tell you they're conning you. They're laughing at you. Here it is.
In the Situation Room, see it Wednesday night.
For at least 18 months. The evidence is overwhelming.
Well, let me press
sure.
You. When you say it's been given, the president says he wants diplomacy to work to convince the Iranian government to stop enriching uranium.
He said the same thing. They said the same thing before the last war. Yeah, but go back to it.
The Iranian people, that we have no desire for conflict, he told David Ignatius of the Washington Post
sure.
The other day. So what does that mean, the order has been given?
We are conducting military operations inside Iran right now. Now, the evidence is overwhelming from both the Iranians, Americans, and from congressional sources.
What is military operation? Sure. Define that.
Sure. They probably have had two objectives going back 18 months. The first was to gather intelligence. Where is the Iranian nuclear program? The second has been to prepare dissident groups for phase two, which will be the strike, which will come as the next phase, I think.
Preparing intelligence, that's understandable, using all sorts of means. They want to know what the Iranians are up to in terms of their nuclear program. But are you suggesting that U.S. military forces, special operations forces, or others are on the ground right now in
that's
Iran?
Clear. Certainly. Absolutely clear. The evidence is overwhelming from lots of sources. And again, Most of them you can read in the public. You'll see that Hershey's done good work on it, and there are lots of other people who have done that. I talked to Iranians. I asked an Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, well, what's this I hear about Americans being there? He said to me, well, we've captured some people who work with them. We've confirmed that they're there.
Yeah, but, you know, these guys, the Iranians, don't necessarily believe.
Okay, now, again, we wrote articles 3 months ago. They're on PresentPlanet.com. In fact, during a break, I'll dig around in the archives and find them. Right before showtime, I looked for it and couldn't because we write like 50 articles a week or something ourselves and post thousands in the aggregate since then, you know, of other news and links. I don't know. There's about 60, 70 new things a day just on Prison Planet alone. But side issue, the point is that the White House says they're carrying out military operations. They're funding insurgencies that go around and shoot cops in the back and bomb. And I know they're Iranians, so I guess their cops deserve to die in your mind. No, they don't, folks. They're going around shooting cops in the backs, blowing up dams, bombing stuff to destabilize it all over the country. It's on the news. It's in the foreign news about bombs going off almost every week in Iran. I mean, this is the criminals that run our government that are doing this. And who are they using? The Wahhabists. The Sunnis, ladies and gentlemen. Let's play a little bit more of it.
What they're saying, they could arrest some dissidents in Iran and say these are American spies. They do that all the time.
Sure. The House Committee on Emerging Threats tried to have a hearing some weeks ago in which they asked the Department of State and Defense to come and answer this question because it's serious enough to be answered without congressional approval, and they didn't come to the hearing. There are sources that I talked to on the Hill who believe that that's true, and it's being done without congressional oversight.
Look, I was once a Pentagon correspondent many years ago, and in those days and in these days, and as Jamie McIntyre just reported, and as you well know from your time of active duty at the Pentagon in the U.S. military, these guys are planning contingency operations for almost everything. If Canada goes to war against the United States, they've got a contingency plan.
Okay, different now. Two differences. Number one, we've learned from Time magazine today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different
you
state.
You think it's possible there's a little psychological warfare being played right on Ahmadinejad?
All right. So we have the White House announcing 3 months ago what was in the news 3.5 years ago, that U.S. Special Forces are in Iran carrying out destabilization operations. They would call it terrorism. Again, when we attack somebody, it's called loving and sweetness and goodness, and if they fight back, it's called evil terrorism. By the way, official White House statements, if Iran fights back in any way, it's called terrorism. They plan to hit more than 10,000 targets repeatedly in the first week of a bombardment with thousands of Saudis a day. That's aircraft attacks. And if Iran, I mean, this is a new rule for warfare. This would be like, say if I was a cop and I just said, I'm going to walk around and just randomly beat people up. I guess that's kind of what's happening now. And if you even defend yourself, it's assault. I guess that's kind of what our government says. It's a new system. It's we're going to bombard you and attack you. We're going to fund terrorists to blow stuff up and shoot cops in the back and do whatever we want and carry out this insurgency. And if you fight back in any way, you're terrorists. In any way, we're going to call you al-Qaeda while we use al-Qaeda to attack you. And it's just, and if we didn't have a public who knew all the football and all the baseball scores, but nothing about the three branches of government, nothing about the regions of the world, that's how they're able to get away with this. It's not even that you're stupid. You're busy getting new chrome for your Harley, and you're busy trying to work out three times a day so you look good for the women or women for the men. And I'm not saying don't do some of that. But, I mean, you, number one, if you like money, you'll make more money in business knowing what's going on. I mean, you'll actually get to be in higher circles because, believe me, you'll never be able to talk to people that are even in the upper middle class if it doesn't matter. You want to be a slave. Just fine. Go ahead. Fine. Just go ahead and feel good. And let's attack al-Qaeda. Let's attack those evil Iranians when they're the opposite of al-Qaeda. The opposite branch of Islam. The opposite group. How many times do they say they're funding al-Qaeda? It's a lie. All right, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes, and I promise I'm going to go to all your calls. But I see calls, I disagree with you about vaccines being bad. Another one, soldiers says gold info. Another one, lies within churches. A bunch of calls about everything under the sun, which is fine. I don't screen calls. We have open lines. If you want to call here and tell us what you're calling about, we'll put it on the board. That's fine. But I'd like to hear what you think about the open discussion of going to war with Iran. Sarkozy, the new French president, last week said, yeah, there's probably going to be a war. Get ready for war. The British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, has said, get ready for war. The aircraft carriers are all lined up. The troops are massed. For the first time in 3 years, people I know in the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the Army are all saying, yeah, we've been told we're going into Iran and Syria. We're going to bomb them all. And then I've got this. Israeli seized nuclear material from Syrian raid, Times of London. This is not the National Enquirer. This is a very, by credible, I mean, this is the establishment speaking. I'm not saying the story's true, but this is big time when they say it. This is the New York Times of the planet. Israeli commandos seize nuclear material of North Korean origin during a daring raid on a secret military site in Syria before Israel bombed it this month, according to informed sources in Washington and Jerusalem. The attack was launched with American approval of September 6th. Washington was shown evidence that material was nuclear-related. Keyword, nuclear-related. You don't just... Remember when they said a nuclear power plant was hidden under a rose bush? And the truth is it takes a complex, you know, 20 square miles to do it. We're going to come back and get into what all this means and take your calls. But I want to talk about the war. So that's what I want to discuss for now. Then we're getting into the Federal Reserve, the economy, all of it the next hour. Most veterans are going to be banned from owning guns. A large percentage of police are going to be barred from owning guns. This is from Gunners of America. And it'll be called conservative. I know, everything liberal and big government's conservative now. So stay with us.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I introduce remarkable wellness solutions every day and would like to introduce you to a few more. Mountain Red Deer Velvet stimulates your stem cells to heal the daily aging and stress and damage of everyday life. If you get Mountain Red Deer Velvet, you can rejuvenate your physical function, your mental function, and help your tissues heal and your organs regenerate. Allicin, a natural antimicrobial taken every day, can stop the stealth pathogens that cause vascular problems, that cause illness, infections, elsewhere through your body, and give your immune system a rest. And when you combine it with Better Than Greens with Allicin, it detoxifies, alkalinizes, and provides whole body protection from pathogens and illness. Order today online securely at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or call us and place an order 9 to 5 Mountain, 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Take care and listen to the Nutramedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling the false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, I want to go to your calls here in just a moment concerning Iran. This is also a larger psyop. Remember, the White House told us that they were in diplomacy with Iraq, and the documents have now been released. It's admitted there was never any plan for diplomacy, that they were going to attack, even if Saddam happened to die or have to leave power, or if he decided to sneak out of the country. They were going to attack it from the very start, just as Treasury Secretary O'Neill reported before anybody believed him. Why wouldn't he? I mean, he wouldn't come out and lie. Well, then it came out he was telling the truth. I mean, he was the first week in the White House. It was how they were going to stage all this. Dick Cheney had written books about it. So it's the same thing with Iran, but the PSYOP is they put in another 10,000 troops, and then we have a debate about is the surge working for 8-9 months, and then we have another 3 or 4 month debate about should we call home the troops from the surge instead of shouldn't we get the troops home to begin with. These are all psychological warfare little tactics. And see, now the debate's about should we attack Iran instead of, hey, why are we 4.5 years in Iraq right now, 4,000 dead U.S. troops officially? Folks, the official numbers, though, were cooked, and they admit it. It's over 15,000 dead from complications of their wounds. Previous wars, it would have been 15,000 dead plus. That number's a few months old, growing. But they only count you as dead if you die in Iraq. If you're being medevaced out or taken to Ramstein or they get you out of the country and you die, it does not count. So a lot of these guys, they get them stabilized, they live long enough, infection sets in Ramstein, sets in other places, they die. 15,000 plus U.S. troops. By the way, it turned out that several major U.S. universities and even the federal government studied those British medical journal Lancet study of a year ago saying 655,000 dead Iraqis. They said you were wrong. The number was over 700,000 dead Iraqis just from military actions, and that now it's over 1 million, but another 300,000, because that was looking at the first year. I mean, first 3 years. See, studies are always on the old data they had. And then another year plus has now passed. Now it's over 1 million. Quite a liberation. But I've talked to neocons privately and their minions, and they just like kill them all. They go, yeah, we know it's about, you know, empire. But see, they think they're part of the American empire. These good old boys. You're not. The same globalists that are attacking Iraq and Iran right now are the ones devaluing your dollar. Okay, let's go to calls right now and getting rid of your borders. But you're not going to figure that out until it's too late. I understand that. It's all part of being a loser. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Illinois. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
I'm a huge fan.
Welcome, sir.
You know, this is incredible to me. Every day I'm screaming all my friends, my family, everybody I can talk to at work. I tell them, oil is rising. There's a reason for that. Housing is imploding. The dollar is falling into the toilet. We're going to bomb Iran. It's coming soon. Look at the news. Look at Fox. They're pumping up Iran.
We got the Republican memos a month ago, and it was confirmed. It was mainstream news reported orders from the White House to all the neocons.
And it's incredible. I tell my family, and they say, well, they're just Muslims. Does it really matter? I mean, they're evil, and we're Christians, and we're good. And I said, don't you have a brain? Don't you think? Don't you understand what this means? They want to destroy the Middle East. They want to redo it and reorder it in the way they want. And then what do you think is going to happen to us at $200 a barrel oil? We're going to sit pretty and go out on our little Sunday afternoon drives.
Next hour, I'm going to go over what this means financially. I even wrote up a bunch of notes. I was thinking about this Friday and Saturday, and I wrote a couple pages of notes about points I want to make about what's happening with the economy. But you're absolutely right. It's great to hear from you. Thank you for calling, my friend. Let's take another call about the war. Let's talk to Scott in Fort Worth, Texas. Scott, you are on the air. And by the way, Scott, how are you listening to the show?
Hey, Alex, I just woke up a couple months ago. And
how are you listening?
I'm sorry? Over the Internet.
Okay, great.
Over the Internet, yeah. Basically, I just wanted to call you because, you know, as I found out a couple months ago when I first woke up to all this about the dancing Israelis and the spies from Israel in this country, and the Fox News report that covered that, and it was subsequently just whitewashed out of the media. Well, now the new Attorney General nominee, Mukasey, it turns out that he was...
He ran the whitewash on the first World Trade Center attack where the FBI cooked the bombs, trained the drivers. He ran the stage-managed trials and got the only terror conviction, and he's big buddies, of course, with the owner of the World Trade Center complex, and helped get him in the court case the double insurance payout. And of course, he's a Russian immigre and an admitted dual citizen of Israel. Yeah, I mean, I don't know why other countries aren't allowed to have dual citizens running the government, but the U.S. is. Except that's not exactly true. Governor Perry's head of Texas-Mexico relations is a Mexican citizen who was also a former Mexican lobbyist for the president of Mexico. So, yeah, we're also run by other foreigners, too, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real strong terror credential, not allowing the FBI to question spies who may have known something about
Well, here's the deal. You know, here's the deal. I don't sit here and just bash Israel for no reason, but it's true that they arrested over 200 Israeli spies. The feds have put out a secret memo saying, watch out, they're trying to infiltrate buildings. They've been caught with explosives. And all of that came out on Fox. And then Fox didn't retract. They removed the story. And they just said, we're not going to talk about it. AP also picked it up. And, I mean, how many Israelis have been convicted for spying on the U.S.? And it's very, very – and then people say, well, they're our ally. They're allowed to spy. Hey, if Americans are caught in those classified areas, they go to prison. And
yeah.
So I think Americans are at least worth as much and on the same rule as Israelis. Or maybe not. Maybe like Pastor Hagee down in San Antonio says, I actually heard him on the radio say – that Israelis are better than everybody else. So,
oh yeah, honestly, Alex, as a Jewish United States citizen, I can tell you that you know most of our community does not support these. I mean, these people are Nazis, and these people would. I mean, they are an abomination, and
well, I mean, I don't want to go. Listen, here's the deal. I got criticized by a bunch of people last week on my show because I read five or six different news articles about Dubai buying up the British Stock Exchange and Dubai trying to buy up the NASDAQ. And I read news articles where Financial Times of London, Reuters, CNBC, were admitted the majority of the world's stock markets are controlled by Arab countries. Now that's a fact. And I got a lot of friends in Hollywood. And, yeah, the producers and the heads of the studios, because they know the system. A lot of them happen to be Jewish, and a lot of them, by the way, are also Italian, I found. Never hear that in the media, but it is, you know, majority Jewish guys. They started the industry. They went out there and did it when it was nothing. But it's owned by big global corporations, and you start finding out Sony, and you start finding out that all these other big production houses, well, Fox News is majority owned now by Arabs. That was a big controversy a few years ago. Murdoch's only like, what, 32% or something now? But he still has the biggest stake. But if you put all the pieces together, Fox News is owned by the Saudis are the biggest single owners. I mean, if you add all their shares together. And people say, oh, that's not true. It's not true. It's all Israel. They're the devils. It's more sophisticated than that. I mean, if I get up here on air and I tell you the Arabs, who I'm not enemies with, I'm just reporting the facts. I report that Shiites are not Al-Qaeda. It's the opposite group. I report that Iran is not al-Qaeda. It's the opposite group. I'll just tell you what the facts are. And the Arabs are the biggest owners now of media in the United States, okay, and over stock exchanges. And in many major U.S. cities, they're the majority owners. It's not the Japanese. It's not even the British anymore. Now, the British are still the biggest owners of raw land, oil, mines, a lot of infrastructure. The British are the most wealthy in the world. That is the elite that's based there. They're the king daddies. But, I mean, there's a lot of power at this table. But let me tell you, when I go to a Bilderberg group meeting, and when I've covered it year after year with people that are there covering it for us, you see Saudi sheiks going in. You see Jewish leaders, German leaders, Dutch, British leaders. They're all there, folks. And it's 125 of the world's elite, and usually a few minions they invite, like Clinton when he's a governor, or Perry when he's a governor, or Edwards when he's just a senator. And they run things. And let me tell you something. It isn't, hey, you're a Saudi, hey, you're a Jew in there. It's, hey, how do we expand our power, expand the property we own? How do we destroy the middle class? How do we set up a world government so nobody can ever challenge us in the future? Okay? And it is scary to realize that the British have been caught staging terror attacks. The Israelis have been caught staging terror attacks. The Russians have been caught staging terror attacks. Our government, I mean, it's not my opinion. The Israeli news, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post, have all reported, we'll just type, Israel admits to creating fake al-Qaeda. You'll get UPI, AP, Reuters. That was 5 years ago that came out. It's in my films. I mean, I'm just reading out of AP. But also, the British created the radical IRA and literally commanded it in stage bombing attacks as a pretext for a police state in control and to occupy Northern Ireland. It's the same thing. I mean, they all do it. It's an inseparable group. Our problem is evil people, not evil groups. We're all human beings. We're all cut from the same cloth, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to get into the war. We're going to get into the economy. We're going to take more of your calls.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to do-